Over the last couple of months, the Gemara has been discussing a major kasha that why do you need the pasuk of Aleya to teach me that a erva is not misyam bemis? What do you need any pasuk for? Typically, I would know that I'm ilam because ena daicha lo sisir sheish bakaris. We know that an asay can't be daicha a lo sisir sheish bakaris, an erva is a lo sisir sheish bakaris. So misvar, I would know that an erva is not misyam bemis. So why do I need this whole gzera shava of Aleya? And the Gemara in Chesam Adalf towards the bottom of the Amud ends up saying, according to Rava basically answers that Erva gufu letzricha kra. And the Chanami, you don't need a pasuk for Erva that she's not misya bemis, that all know misvara, then I say dachel is shesh bakaris, just svar pshuta, I don't need a layer for that. What do I need the pasuk for? Ki itzrich kra, the meser tzara. Why do I need the pasuk? I only need the pasuk to aser a tzara. To aser the tzara, that I wouldn't know without the pasuk of Aleya, I would think that tzara could be misya bemis, she's not a real Erva. So I need the pasuk to tell me that the tzara is not misabamis. But Lagabi the Erva herself, I don't need any pasuk that I know misvara because Eina said daicha lezishesh bakaris. That is the teretz of Rava to the kasha. Why do I need the dash of Aleya and the chinami? You don't need it for Erva. You only need it for tzara. But then the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid asks the kasha on Rava. The Gemara says like this: that umaychna Erva do tzicha kara Eina said daicha lezishesh bakaris. Why are you telling me that an Erva does not need a pasuk because Aseh is not Dachil Lesheshesh Bakaris? For that reason, Tzar Namalati Baikra. Tzar also should not need a pasuk. Mishim Dein Aseh Dachil Lesheshesh Bakaris because an Aseh is not Dachil Lesheshesh Bakaris. And the Tzar is also Lesheshesh Bakaris. That's the Kasha on Rava, and the Gemara gives a Teret. So the Gemara is asking basically that if you're telling me that I don't need a pasuk for Erva Gufa because I know Misvar that Aseh can't be Dachil Lesheshesh Bakaris, then I don't need a pasuk for the tzar either, because I'll know misvar that the asay is not doicha the lav sheish bakaris, because the tzar is also a lav sheish bakaris, so why do I need aleya? As I fight the Gemara. Now the Gemara l'chayr is a pella. What's the Gemara talking about? Vishalma, the erva, I know misvara is a lav sheish bakaris, she's in the parish of Arayas, so I don't need a pasuk to tell me the can't be miyabim, I'll figure that out on my own. But the tzara is not a lav sheish bakaris. There's no lav of tzara, there's no erva of tzara without the gzera shav of aleya. That's what I gufa need aleya for. I need aleya to be mechadish that she's not misya bemis because of, together with litzar, that there's no denibum by a tsaris erva. In other words, that the erva patas her tsar and mimela, she's not rightfully yibum. That's only after the drash of aleya. But before the drash of aleya, tsaris erva is nobody. She's a regular woman. She's not an erva in anyone. There's no karis at all. So how can I figure out misvara that a tsara is not misya bemis because the nasei is not taicha loses a shish bakaris? There is no karis on a tsara. A tsara is a regular woman. She only has a karis once I have the drash of aleya, which says that there's no yibum, and therefore she ends up being an eshesach shish labanim. Before the drash of aleya, I don't know that. So how can the Gemara say I don't need aleya and I'll figure out misvara? That doesn't make any sense. That's what is tamu in the Gemara, and the Biskarav proves a gemalik chiddush from this Gemara over here. The Biskarav is in the Sefer on the Rambam in the Chiddushim and Rizalev al Rambam Hilchas Yibum the Chalitza, where he says a gemalik chiddush. And this sugya here is one of the rishis to his chiddush. He wants to be mechadish. You know, the pasha says that this whole din of tsaris erva, this and an erva is not misabim, is a din ptur. In other words, that the erva patas the tzara, takes away the zika from the tzara. Once you take away the zika, now she remains an eshesach shish labanim, and mimela she's asel yibum because she becomes an eshesach without a heter of yibum, eshesach shish labanim, and mimela you're not allowed to be miyabim her. But it's all coming b'derech mimela because the erva patas the zika of the tzara, and she ends up being an eshesach shish labanim. That is definitely the pasha, so it's a dim ptur. The Briskar wants to prove from this sugya over here, from this kasha of the Gemara, that it's not just a dim ptur, but it's really a din iser. It's a din that the erva ases her tzara. In other words, that the erva has a kayach to put a new din erva on the tzara, just like the erva is also leibim because she is an erva. So hua din, we learn out from the din of litzar that an erva has a kayach to put a din erva on the tzara. The tzara becomes a new erva as well. There's a new erva called tzaras erva. The fact that the tzara of an erva means that you gufa have a din erva. You're part of the parish of Arayas, and you have a karis. You have a karis like any other erva, which is mamish the lashon of Rashi over here. So it's really a din iser that the din erva of the erva, kiviyachol, spreads onto the tzara, she becomes a new erva called tzaris erva, and once she's an erva, now she has a karis, and mimela zakti gemara, no misvara, that you can't be miyabim a tzaris erva, because the pasuk of litzar gives her a din tzaris erva, now she has that din of leis sheish bakaris, misvara, no, that you can't be miyabim her, so why do I need a pasuk even for the tzaris erva? So that's a gemara gechidosh, the Biskarav wants to prove from the kasha of the gemara that the din that a tzaris erva is not misabemis, it's not just a din ptur, but it's a din iser, that the erva asses her tzara once. She asks her and she becomes an erva, and mimela she's pater because of the din erva, the new din iser erva that's chal on her, but it starts off being a din iser erva, and only then it paters her min hayibum. So this is Gemara Chiddush and the Biskarav. This is said will answer many kashas as we go through the Masechta. There's many rise to it and against it. Many acharim argue in the Biskarav, al kopanim. This is a Gemara Chiddush that you see lechayer from the pashas of the Gemara over here, that the din of tzar serva is not just a din ptur, but it's a din iser.